Hey, Tan's going to be here very soon.
I know.
We're going to ask about his name.
And the book.
I'm going to ask him how I can get a cool name. What's the name of the book?
Force of Will.
Force of Will. It's pretty interesting. I got some in-depth questions for this guy.
I know you do.
Because there's a lot
of... Many of them are good.
Yeah, actually.
So, there's that.
And while I'm interviewing, I'll be waist-deep in water.
Yeah, well, okay.
Go ahead.
Puck it on 96.7 Time Saver Traffic.
Rick Dixon's here.
Well, the delays are getting gradually heavier as you make way between Snydersville and Bartonsville in both directions of Route 33 between the 209 split and 80. The long-term work zone continues along that stretch. At least one lane was scheduled to be blocked off. Now, heading through New Jersey, the traffic volume is getting a lot heavier. You're crawling on the southbound side of Route 15 after Route 94, and there's a delay further along after Sparta Township as you head in toward 80 for about a mile. If you'd like to update us with any of the road conditions, you can call our traffic tip line. Phone number is 570-431-9698. Rick Dixon, Pocono 96.7.
Bring a chicken bucket, and they'll taste the air of envy. Bring a deli platter, and they'll whisper your name across the lot. Bring a freshly baked ring of hoagie sandwiches, and they'll build the stadium around your tent.
Talented tailgaters know how to spend less time pregame prepping and more time celebrating the season. Head to Wise Markets for everyone's favorite celebratory party platters. Fruit trays, barbecue sets, wing platters, and more.
Eat better, spend less, that's Wise.
With the new Express Sports football and car racing from the Pennsylvania Lottery, you can play your favorite sports at participating retailers, bars, and restaurants. Make your picks on your placelet, like touchdown pass on the third play, or the first three cars across the finish line, and watch the fast-paced, lifelike action on the big screen. With drawings for cash prizes every 5 minutes, there's never a dull moment. Come on. Come on. Yes!
Express Sports from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Compete from your seat. Players must be 18 or older. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
So you make the call. They promise they'll be right over, but they never come. Your patience is running mighty low, and your hot water's running mighty cold. You'd love one of those super efficient tankless water heaters. Call F.J. Hess & Son and Furino Fuels, where 24-7 service means no matter what day, time, or weather conditions, we always show up. For repairs or brand new boilers, furnaces, heat pumps, generators, and shiny new super efficient tankless water heaters, call the experts, FJ Hess & Sons and Furino Fuels. To the rescue! 570-839-1300. 570-839-1300. We always show up.
WABT Lehman Township Stroudsburg. WINY Milford Fort Jervis.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Canada and the U.S. settle up at the last minute on NAFTA. CBS's Vicki Barker is live with the details.
Weeks of bitter, high-pressure negotiations went right up to the midnight deadline imposed by Washington. The new deal replaces the 24-year-old North American Free Trade Agreement, which President Trump had branded a job-killing disaster for America. It gives Canadian automotive exports some protection from U.S. tariffs, gives U.S. farmers greater access to the Canadian dairy market, to a point, trade expert Dr. Emily Jones.
It's nowhere near the radical overhaul and opening up of the Canadian dairy sector that the U.S. was aiming for at the start of the talks.
We should hear more of the details today, Deborah.
A day after President Trump gave the okay, the FBI interviewed the second woman who accuses Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct. Deborah Ramirez claims Kavanaugh exposed himself at a party at Yale. Judiciary Committee Democrat Amy Klobuchar on CBS's Face the Nation.
As long as it is conducted in a professional manner and we give the FBI the ability to do their jobs instead of having it be micromanaged by the White House, we can at least get to the bottom of the evidence.
The FBI has until Friday to wrap up its work. The death toll has doubled from the earthquake and tsunami that washed over the Indonesian island of Sulawesi. 844 are confirmed dead, and that number is expected to go higher. The Nobel Prize in Medicine goes to a couple of doctors, one American, the other Japanese, for research that's led to breakthroughs in cancer therapy.
The Nobel Assembly has today decided to award the 2018 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine jointly to James P. Allison and Tasco Honjo.
A Swedish photographer married to a Nobel Academy member has been convicted of rape today and sentenced to 2 years in prison. It was 1 year ago tonight, gunman Stephen Paddock perpetrated the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history at a country music festival. Correspondent Steve Futterman at the Welcome to Las Vegas sign, where 58 crosses honor the victims.
For many of those coming to see the crosses, it is very emotional. Some people are survivors, people who were at the concert. There are others who are friends of the victims. One person putting a message on one of the crosses for a friend of theirs who was killed.
Marquees on the Vegas Strip go dark tonight. The Trump administration files a lawsuit hours after Governor Jerry Brown signs the country's toughest net neutrality rules into law. KCBS TV's Peter Doubt.
It requires internet providers to treat all web traffic equally. Recently, the FCC repealed rules that prevented internet companies from controlling what people see on the internet.
This is CBS News.
You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Heavy, heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
Austin. Please remove all laptops and liquid.
Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
What's wrong with that?
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
Macy's cardholders, now through December 31st, you can get even more rewards when you join Thanks for Sharing. Sign up with a $25 enrollment fee charged to your Macy's card to get 10% back in rewards on qualifying Macy's credit card purchases. In February, you'll receive your rewards in the form of a rewards card that you can use on anything at Macy's. Plus, 10 out of every $25 enrollment fee, up to $15 million, will be donated to select charities. Head to Macy's.com/thanks or visit a store to join today and for terms and conditions. Exclusions apply to reward only purchases.
So I forgot my lozenges. Yeah. So Carrie gave me a Tootsie Pop. Yeah, I'm wondering why you have a lollipop. I think I'm Kojak. Oh. Al?
Who loves you, baby?
There we go. I can't do it like him. You know the one thing about that Kojak show that everybody talks about? Mm-hmm. What's the one thing? The one thing? Yeah, there was one thing. The lollipop, the bald head, no, what? No.
That's what
Yeah. I wonder if Tan would know.
The one thing?
The one thing about that Kojak show that everybody used to talk about.
The one thing.
You got me. I didn't watch it enough.
Well, consider yourself lucky. It wasn't a great show.
Plus, we're talking 40, 45 years ago.
Is it that long?
Well, what? Sure.
My memory isn't that good.
Oh, final episode date, March 18th, 1978.
Wow. And that was like his big thing. He became like a tough guy. Bald Greek guy.
So yeah. What's the answer?
He was dishing food at a diner just before that. As a matter of fact, he worked at the Arlington Diner.
It wasn't the fact that his brother was on the show.
That's it.
That Stavros. Big
fat guy, Stavros. Was his actual brother.
Yeah.
Wow.
He got on the job and he had hair.
Yep.
That was like the big thing.
Wow.
Everybody would go, you know his brother's on that show?
Mm-hmm.
He's the big fat guy.
Wow.
He's got hair.
Oh.
Anyway.
He would rip him like he was his brother, too.
Yeah, right. It was like a big, like, he probably hated him.
Probably.
It's like he had to rely on his brother to get him a job. They used to argue at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
he hated Thanksgiving.
Wow.
If you would like to meet Telly Savalas...
What?
Yeah, good luck.
He's at the Arlington Diner in Stroudsburg. All Greeks go back to the Arlington Diner.
What?
You know that?
Where fresh
homemade food takes priority. Try the cream-chipped beef prepared every Thursday morning or the baked macaroni and cheese made with 6 different cheeses.
All right.
Every Friday. Who loves you, baby?
Yeah.
The Arlington Diner does. Visit arlingtondinerpa.com. Tan's reconsidering doing this interview at all.
Yeah, that's happening. Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk to Tan just a little bit. Okay. With an update, here's Elisa. Good morning, A.
Good morning, Gary, and everyone in the studio. Tan and Al, the wingman, good morning to everyone listening and traveling out there. A vehicle explosion caused the death of three unidentified men in Allentown around 9:30 Sunday evening, roughly one block away from the PP&L Center within the 700 block of Turner Street. Police believe this was an isolated incident and the suspect was one of the men killed. Local law enforcement, the FBI, and officials from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms are still investigating. The Pennsylvania House of Representatives has approved a bill that forces individuals convicted of domestic violence or subject to protection from abuse orders to surrender all guns within 24 hours to authorities. The bill that is in place at the moment says individuals have 60 days to surrender guns to friends or relatives. The bill now goes to the Senate for approval. And police are investigating what caused 30-year-old Samantha Walker to lose control of her vehicle while traveling in Milford Township in Pike County Friday evening. According to the report, the SUV rolled over several times off of Interstate 84. Two minors were thrown from the vehicle and taken to the hospital for treatment of serious injuries.
All right, thank you very much, Elisa. Sports brought to you by the original Pocono Pub and Grill, who wants to wish you a very good morning. Remember, good mornings often start with a 7 a.m. breakfast. That's right, they're open right now. I'll have you coming back, so try the original Pocono Pub and Grill for breakfast. Sitting in for one sports report.
That's it.
It's better than none.
That's true.
Here's Al the Wingman. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Elisa. Good morning to our guests here in the studio. And good morning to you out there. Travel safely as you head towards your destination. What a dismal week in football it was this weekend. Eagles fall to the Titans 26-23. Jets follow suit as they fall to the Jaguars 31-12. Giants fall to the Saints 33-18. And the Steelers follow suit as they were down by the Ravens 26-14. College football, week 5, battle of the undefeated, did not go well for the Nittany Lions of Penn State as they lost to the undefeated Ohio State Buckeyes 27-26 to advance to 5-0. 2-2 Panthers of Pittsburgh took a beating at the hands of University of Central Florida Knights 45-14. Major League Baseball, the Phillies fall to the Braves 3-1. The Yankees lose to the Reds. Red Sox 10-2. Mets over the Marlins 1-0. And the Pirates over the Reds 6-5. Today's game, it was scheduled as a Marlins-Pirates makeup game, but it has been canceled. You want to know why?
Yeah, why?
Both teams have been eliminated from playoff contention. No need to waste time.
Right. There's too many baseball games anyway.
That's true. The wild card game is set for this Wednesday as the Yankees host the Oakland A's. That's on TBS. Can be seen. 8.05 p.m. is the start. And 2018 Ryder Cup, it was dramatic for a little while that Sunday in single matches, but it ended as Europe rolled to a clear 17-5, 10-5 victory over the Americans. And it was said to be an absolute thumping for the U.S., who was favored as one of the better teams in this event's history.
Yep.
It was also the worst loss the Americans took since 2006.
Yep.
NHL season is set to kick off. Thursday's game, Islanders play the Carolina Hurricanes. Rangers will play the Nashville Predators. The Devils will be at Edmonton, well, actually in Sweden, to play the Edmonton Oilers. And the Flyers will be in Vegas to play the Golden State Knights. And that, my friend, is it for now. 96.7
weather. Here is the Poconos pinpoint weather. Areas of morning fog, otherwise clouds and sun today. High 74. Cloudy and warm tonight. Low 61. For tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun. Shower, thunderstorm in the area. High 73. Evening shower and a thunderstorm for tomorrow night. Otherwise cloudy. Low 62. Nice day on Wednesday. A blend of sun and clouds and a high at 73. I'm Steve Williams with the Poconos' most accurate pinpoint weather from the Gary in the Morning Weather Tower.
56 degrees in Stroudsburg, Milford. Hello, 106.9 WYNY. Everyone listening on 97.3. Bushkill Youth Association, they're having a community yard sale. Vendors are needed. All info is on Pocono. It's Pocono967.com.
Is that the music from Kojak?
Yes.
I wouldn't even know.
No?
Oh,
no.
Man. Start that again. I want to hear the beginning.
Okay. Very thematic in the beginning.
Who loves you, baby? I wouldn't even get. Would you recognize that?
Me, no.
Yeah. I
Tan?
No.
No.
And that's the whole point, isn't it? You're supposed to recognize it.
Supposed to know right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're showing him go up the steps right now.
Wow.
He turns, he has his fedora.
Yeah. The hats are hot.
Looks down.
You remember all that.
He wore the three piece. Remember,
yeah.
He wore the three piece, would
yep.
open up.
put his fingers in the vest.
Yeah, when did they show his fat brother as Stavros?
Walking out, getting lunch.
Yeah.
All right,
Kojak is handing him $10 to pick him up a gyro.
This announcement brought to you by Major Hyundai, Route 611 in Stroudsburg. Check them out on the web, 24/7, majorhyundai.com. Gary, that's all I know.
Tan is here, waiting patiently.
Yes.
Tan Swiftwater.
Good morning.
Force of Will is the book. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Well, it's good to be here.
Is this your first and only book?
Yes.
This story is so compelling. See, this part of the theme I remember.
Okay.
That part. I'm sorry, Tan.
I shouldn't have got
the lollipop. I'm completely distracted.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't compete with a bald-headed guy with a lollipop.
That's right. See, he knows his place.
Yeah.
Tan realizes. So this let's talk about the story. It's based on a true story.
Right.
And it's so intriguing to me. I haven't had a chance to read the book, but just from the descriptor.
Yeah.
I got to get this.
Yeah.
So there's this guy. He's, what's his name?
Gil. Oldfield.
Oldfield.
Not his real name, but
right,
close.
The character name.
Right.
His name is Bill.
Yeah.
Oldfield.
Boldfield.
So, yeah, Boldfield. Bill Ballfield. But anyway, Gil's a financial advisor.
Right.
And a radio DJ in Jersey.
In the evenings.
In the evenings. An evening jock.
Interesting.
Correct.
Yeah, which is a lot cooler.
Yeah.
Like, they get all the chicks.
Yeah.
Morning jocks don't get anything. They get a lot of the fame, but nighttime jocks. So this guy's, what's that, a part-time job for him, or he's full-time?
You might say a volunteer job, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're pretty close to volunteer, even all these years later.
Yeah.
And what happens is he gets, now, is he married to this woman?
Right.
Yeah. And see if I get this correct. His son calls him at his work.
Mm-hmm.
And says that, now is this his mother?
Right.
Okay. His mother's been injured.
Right.
For some reason. And then Gil goes home to find out that he's been accused of doing something that he didn't do.
Correct.
To the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Are we saying the woman's name?
Marta.
Is Marta.
The name of the book. Right.
Okay. And then it starts this whole unspiraling of
events,
of different things that pit him as a liar, a cheat, and none of this stuff is true. And this is something that she'd been planning for a long time, or
he realizes it over time, trying to figure out why in the world did this happen. What went wrong? I mean, that morning, everything was fine. They were playing a board game together and reading books.
So everything was fine in the house. There was no signs whatsoever that anything was wrong in the marriage.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I mean, it was a peaceful day. I'll put it that way. I mean, things were up and down like any marriage, but no.
But
reason
it wasn't anything out of the ordinary.
Right. No reason to suspect anything, and so it took months probably of figuring out what really happened.
This is almost like a mystery.
It is
novel
in a
sense.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
And so the motive is probably the biggest conundrum. Is like, why in the world did she do it that way? I mean, it was basically to get a divorce her way, but it was a very bizarre circuitous way to do it.
Wow!
And just all the things that are involved and what she pre-planned to get it to this point.
Yeah.
And then finally pulled the trigger and said that this happened, which didn't happen. And then the domino effect of everything else that fell into place. This guy Gil must have been beside himself.
Right.
Trying to figure out, like, where did this all come from?
Exactly.
Right.
Right. Yeah, and just every day. I almost think of it as having done all the research and talked to all the people involved and looking at court records and things like that. It almost reminds me of the trauma that you can physically experience through, like, let's say, a car accident.
Wow.
Where it takes a while to even realize what happened.
It's emotional trauma.
Right. And some of the pain is beneath the surface, and it takes maybe a couple of days. I remember having a car accident like that where I didn't realize how much I was hurt for like a day or two.
Right.
So it was kind of like that in the sense that that Gil, it didn't hit him all at one time. It was just like day after day, the next thing would happen. Another domino would
fall. He gets arrested.
Right.
Then he's got to find a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
and so on and so on and so on. I don't want to give away a lot of the book.
Rebuild his life.
Right. And right. it all came from, it seemed like it came from out of nowhere.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, one thing after the other. I mean, pretty much every area of life, you know, financially, lost his job, lost every penny from every bank account was closed behind his back, and no place to live, and pretty much lost almost every friend he ever had over the whole thing. So it was kind of like, you know, where do you start?
And he's sitting there saying, none of this is true.
Right.
I'm being falsely accused, and where do I go? Because everybody's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I got to get this book.
I know. I know.
This could be me tomorrow.
Could be you tomorrow.
A little scared to talk to Tana anymore about this. Yeah. All right. Tana Swiftwater, Force of Will is the name of the book. If you have any questions, talk a little bit more about the book and how it came about. 570-420-9670. Good morning. I'm glad my wife isn't listening to the radio show, because this would give her an idea that she doesn't need.
Right?
Right?
Right.
I find it really interesting that the guy's a radio guy.
Yeah.
Which is a big part of the alibi.
Hmm.
Very big part.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. I mean, he was literally at the radio station, and there's abundant proof of that in many
when he
ways.
Was accused of actually hitting his wife or injuring his wife.
Right. He would have had to have been 30 miles, 45 minutes in the other direction, and so many people knew that had talked to him, you know, telephoned, and it just was so obvious. And yet, all these people on Marta's side of the equation believe the story hook, line, and sinker, because they didn't listen to the radio.
Tan Swiftwater is our special guest, Force of Will. And honey?
Radio saves lives.
Yes.
It's this harrowing experience of this guy, Gil, who was wrongly accused by his plotting wife to try and really hurt him in every way in his life, in his financial and his, you know.
Yeah, take him down.
Take him down. You're not allowed to read this book.
Don't want to give her any ideas.
No. Right, yeah. Honey?
What?
If I find this book anywhere in the bedroom, there's going to be trouble. All right?
Coming from the spouse who likes to watch Matt.
Coming from what?
Huh?
The spouse who likes to watch the TV show Snap.
Oh yeah, I watch. I watch that the, show Snap, where it talks about
Investigation Discovery,
women killing their husbands.
Yeah,
brother.
Well, because
on
I want to see.
Channel.
I want to see where it's coming from, honey. I'm looking for the signs.
That show is good.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not allowed to read this book. Everybody else wants to read this book, but you're not allowed to.
Or watch that show.
Okay. You're,
all right. I love you.
Sure. Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
There we go. I'm sorry, Tam.
No problem.
I got to take care of myself before, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
I got to look out for number one. What now, what got you to the point where you wanted to write about this?
Well, I a number of people, not that many, learned as things progressed of necessity because I needed their help, you know, corroborating the story.
Sure.
Or Gil needed it, I should say. Said you should write a book about this. This story is crazy. I mean, yeah. Nobody would ever even believe this, and they only knew like little bits of it. And I sat with it for a couple of years, thinking, "Yeah, right. I'm going to write a book." You know, I just couldn't think of a way to do it. And then one day, I was just kind of sitting around, thinking about a Woody Allen movie that I like, actually, Broadway Danny Rose, where the where the story is basically told by these guys sitting in a deli, in the Carnegie Deli.
Right.
And I just kind of thought, for some reason, I thought about what I knew about the psychologist that was in the equation. And I thought, wouldn't it be funny if the psychologist and a friend of his were having a conversation in the deli about Gil and other things.
What had happened.
You know, and there, you know, I had to come up with a way to do that, because why would a psychologist be doing that, you know?
So you knew of this story, and right. then you got together with him and cooperated, and then it just kind of came from there? Or?
Right. I mean, you know, interviewing people and you know, memory of it, because I am close to the story. And court records, legal documents,
wow,
correspondences
research,
from attorney.
Huh?
Yeah, a lot of stuff, yeah. And a lot of the evidence is in a physical form, like, sure. you know, timelines and I mean, things like GPS records and card key access records from the
wow.
this, where the radio station was, parking lot cameras. I mean, there was so many lines of evidence, you know. So I got a hold of all that.
Seeing with all these lines of evidence, wasn't he able to, like, put all that stuff together and...
Nobody wanted to
listen.
No. So there was a criminal case and a superior court case, the family court thing. So it was two separate things. The charges ended up being dropped in criminal court, which was part of her scheme to get the divorce, believe it or not. It has to
right.
do with the religious fanaticism that was a key part of the whole thing.
Wow.
And the people that were kind of in control of her life, being on the religious side of things, they didn't want to hear it. And
wow.
To this day, I mean, nobody on that side of the story really wants to hear what really happened. So,
wow, this is a wild story.
Yeah.
And it's based on a true story. Tam Swiftwater, our special guest. The name of the book is Force of Will, and I recommend you get it. It'll keep you intrigued. And the amazing thing is, it's based on a true story. And it's pretty close to...
Yeah, what I say is
not being fiction, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, names of people and places have been changed, and a lot of characters are composites, and a lot of conversations and events are composites. But like the first 20 chapters are almost like day by day, minute to minute accounts. So what I always say is that the key facts of the book, the important facts of the book, are 100%
true. Yeah. If people want to get the book, Force of Will, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to the usual places you would like to buy a book from, Amazon or BN.com. But what I would hope you would do, because it benefits me, it's just as easy for you, is just do a search on Google for Book Baby, one word, Book Baby, and then Swiftwater, the last name, my last name.
All right.
And if you look, it'll be the first thing that'll come up, and it'll take you to the Book Baby site, and you can order the book.
And that's better for you.
Yeah, yeah. Because Amazon gives you about a dollar, you know.
Yeah, I know. Book, yeah. Thanks, Amazon.
Yeah.
That's why they're a multi-million, billion, trillion-dollar company.
Yeah. Right. But if you have trouble, if you say, you know, this Google thing, forget it. Just go to Amazon.
We're going to put it on our Facebook page. So if you want to know anything, you just go to our Facebook page, and we'll have all that information that goes directly to you guys. So any last things? I appreciate you being here, and we'd love to have you back on.
Okay.
Is Gil still doing radio, or?
No, that gig is over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, all right.
Maybe I'd like to talk to him about that, see what it's like when everything comes crashing down.
I'll pass it around.
All right. Tan Swiftwater, everybody.
Thank you.
Force of will. Thank you. Good morning from Pocono 96.7.